Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 159. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Free Energy. That song is called Bang Pop, and you can find that on their album Stuck on Nothing that came out March of 2010 on Astralworks Records. A lot of people are kind of saying it's a watered-down Weezer. Not at all. I think you have to look further back. It's definitely the 70s power pop, and there's a whole lot of Cheap Trick all over that album. So if you're into that sound and you're not afraid to go against the wishes of your peers, pick that album up. I've enjoyed it quite a bit, actually. Let's go to something I haven't enjoyed, and I probably should have. We'll probably pick fights on this. Let's listen to it first, and then we'll talk about it. This is the new Iron and Wine.
Thank you.
right. That was Pepper Rabbit with the track Harvest Moon. That is on the band's album Beauregard. And that came out October of last year on Canine Records, which is a label fast becoming one of my favorites. Look into them if you haven't before. Of course, Pepper Rabbit there out of Los Angeles, California, a kind of shambling orchestral pop band, and I like them quite a bit. That album doesn't have any fantastic breakaway, blow-your-mind tracks, but it's solid through and through. Before that, The New Iron and Wine. I played a song called Tree by the River. That is the album is Kiss Each Other Clean, and that came out in January of this year on Warner Brothers Record. A lot of people are touting this as a great leap forward. I disagree entirely, but maybe I'm one of those people that doesn't like to hear bands progress. All the same, I've read reviews that say, he draws so much from this or that. And matter of fact, someone said, it sounds a lot like Seals and Croft, and they seem to think that was a good thing. For me, that just says people weren't old enough to remember the 70s, and they've seen the Yacht Rock skits too much, and they think somehow that Seals and Croft are cool. It's not a good thing to sound like Seals and Croft. I was there. It was bland. It was bad. So I'm not a fan of the New Iron and Wine. I miss the lonely guy with his guitar, and maybe that just means I'm afraid to progress with him, but I find the new album pretty dull. Let's see. Oh, we're going to go back in time, back to way, way, way back in 2006. This is a track by Regina Spektor.
Time when I found a human tooth down on the land sea. Hey, remember that time when we decided to kiss anywhere except the mouth? Hey, remember that time when my favorite colors was pink and green? Hey, remember that month when I only ate boxes of tangerines? So cheap and juicy tangerines. Hey, remember that time when I would only read Shakespeare? Hey, remember that other time when I would only read the backs of cereal boxes? Hey, remember that time I tried to save a pigeon with a broken wing? A street cat got him by morning, and I had to bury pieces of his body in our building's playground. Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Parliament? Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Marlboro? Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Camels? Hey, remember that time when I was broke? I didn't care, I just bummed from my friends. Bum 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 bum. Hey, remember that time when you OD'd? Hey, remember that other time when you OD'd for the second time? Well, in the waiting room, I'm waiting for news of you. I hallucinated I could read your mind, and I was on a lot of shit too, but what I saw, man, I tell you, was free. We'll be right back.
right, that is Asobi Seksu with the track Size. That is on the band's new album, Fluorescence, which comes out February 14th on Polyvinyl Records. That is a great album that blends kind of the bliss of dream pop and the sheer power of a shoegaze, I guess. So a very good album. I listened to that a few weeks ago as I was driving on the Merritt Parkway between Milford, Connecticut, and Hartford to catch a flight, and it was a snowy day, and I don't know, it was just beautiful, wonderful album, fit in perfectly, so hunt that one down. Before that, we played a track by Regina Spektor. That song is called That Time. That is on her album Begin to Hope, which came out in 2006 on Sire Records. Digging back in the past there for that one, because I've been doing a series on the website of songs that I wake up with in my head, and one day I woke up with the Fidelity song in my head from that album, and I didn't have it, so I went and picked up the album, and rather than play that song, which you've heard a million times on a million different commercials, I figured I'd dig a little deeper and play That Time, which has a very great bass line in it, so I'm sure you're just as happy there, if not happier. I want to let you know how Too Much Rock Podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices and make a good podcast, and you come back week after week to hear what's new, or at least what's new for me. Let's see. Speaking of what's new for me, I'm going to dig back here and pretend that I am cutting edge and play something from the CeeLo Green album. This song is called Bright Lights, Bigger City.
4K contract, take it out the dope. Dice symbolize my life, roll them on the floor. From your grubby hands as you ham and grandstand, you live a shitty life, we live the bomb bomb V. Hide it in the book while we watch the TV. Think you got us fooled, who? Never again. First time, shame on me, second time, your time will end.
You dancing there? At least having a foot? People staring at you on the subway? That is Mark Ronson in the Business International with the track Bang Bang Bang. That is on his album Record Collection, which came out September of last year on Columbia Records. A bit of a departure for him, leaving that neo-soul genre behind and creating an album that is uniquely UK. Very much reminds me of the Teddy Bears album a couple years ago. If you liked that, you'll like this. I do not imagine that there's anything on that album that I would like, but yet I love it. So maybe you'll surprise yourself as well. Before that, CeeLo Green with the track Big Lights, Bigger City from the album Lady Killer, which came out November of last year on Elektra Roadrunner. That album is something that ended up on a lot of top lists of 2010, so I picked it up. And hearing it was as much a soul record as a hip-hop record, it is more of a soul record, I think. And CeeLo is a very interesting character. Dig up his performances on Saturday Night Live some weeks back, and you'll enjoy those as well. He's a very entertaining man, and hopefully that entertained you there. I see I'm about out of time here, so let me wrap up the business. I want to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 159. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on Twitter at SidMuchRock.com. I'm sorry, just at Sid Much Rock. That'll do it. All right, we're going to wrap things up this week with a track by Chumbawamba. If you're a longtime listener, you know I may be the band's only fan, but I am still a fan. band. I'm going to play a track from the album No Masters, which came out March of last year. After that album came out, I think the band went on hiatus for a while, but they promised to be back this year, so we'll see what happens. The song I'm going to play is called Wagner at the Opera, and it's based on a true story of a Wagner performance that was interrupted in Israel by someone who couldn't conscience Wagner being played. The name of the album is ABCDEFG. It's an album all about music and people's reaction to music and how we interact with music. And it's heady and, you know, it's good. I like Chumbawamba. What can I say? Here it is. This is Wagner at the Opera.
I'm lying on the pavement and the last thing I recall, picked up by the arms and legs and taken from the hall, for squaring up to culture in the circle and the stalls. All because they're playing Wagner at the opera. All because they're playing Wagner at the opera. Hurt can make you act without apology or regret. Over half a century, but still I can't forget. Ideology makes a mockery of the string quartet. All because they're playing Wagner at the opera. All because they're playing Wagner at the opera. When they came to take me, I was standing on a chair. I can't keep quiet, I have something to declare. Listen to my rattle, for my rattle says beware. All because they're playing Wagner at the opera. All because they're playing Wagner at the opera. A rattle for remembering the rattle of the chains. A rattle for remembering the rattle of the trains. From Warsaw down the decades to hell and home again. All because they're playing Wagner at the opera. All because they're playing Wagner at the opera. For everyone we lost, I swing the rattle loud and long. I swing it till I drown out all the music and the songs. This tattoo lasts forever and my memory is long. Here's to no more playing Wagner at the opera. Here's to no more playing Wagner at the opera. Here's to no more playing Wagner at the opera.